In this booklet, Darwin's Empty Cradle, author Stephen Lawwell analyzes the abortion movement's philosophical history along with its current motivating factors, and reveals how centuries of evolutionary thought have greatly changed how our society views the life of the unborn child. This easy-to-read book is one that you will surely enjoy. To order this book, Darwin's Empty Cradle, visit us at creationstore.org.
Hey guys, Eric Coven here with creationtoday.org. I get the privilege of sitting down with Jeff Durbin and Luke Pearson from Apologia Radio while we're at a conference here in Florida. What's up, guys?
What's up, Eric? Hey,
you guys are from Arizona.
Yep.
Nice and dry. We got a little humidity going on here in Florida.
Yeah. Adjusting to all the wetness. Yeah.
Wetness in the air. We've got it.
It's good for the beard, though.
Is it? Yeah. This is actually, you guys definitely got the beard thing going on.
It does. It is.
Is this a competition?
Sometimes.
No. Who's winning?
No. Me.
Are you? What do you think about that, Luke?
Dude, he couldn't have a beard until he was like 33.
This is true. That's true.
You guys run Apologia Radio. Mm-hmm. Tell me how that got started.
Well, Apologia Radio is a ministry of Apologia Church, and we were doing a show called Redemption Radio for a long time, and we're able to it was being sponsored by a hospital that I was working for as a chaplain, and the show was sort of on its way out because the hospital was changing directions, and so we started Apologia Radio. It was about 2 or 3 years ago?
Just over two, yeah.
Yeah, and it's awesome. It's worldwide. Some probably close to moving up to 1.5 million direct downloads, it's great.
Awesome. Okay, first show I heard with you guys on Apologia Radio, you had Dan Barker on.
Oh, with Cy?
I hated that show. Just want to let you know, I couldn't stand that show. I went, you let Dan just kind of, okay, tell me what your methodology is and how you guys are doing Apologia Radio. And I've watched others that I love, so don't look at your honor. Okay.
Yeah. Well, let's see here. So our methodology, what we do is essentially try to engage the culture with the gospel. We try to hit tough issues, culturally speaking, that people don't usually want to touch. We try to apply the word of God to it. So we talk about abortion. We talk about political stuff that has moral ramifications. We talk about apologetics. We have some of the world's leading scholars and theologians on with us to sort of rap about things like where we get our Bibles from, can you trust your Bible, how to engage atheism, things like that. So we've even had atheists on to debate like Dan Barker and more hostile militant atheists like Brett Strong and things like that. So,
awesome. All right, what's the future for you guys? What's next?
Well, actually, things are going really well right now in the sense of what we're able to do outreach-wise. So we're expanding Apologia Radio from... right now it's being recorded at a studio, KPXQ in Phoenix, which is heard all over Arizona. And but we're actually moving off that station to go even more into a more broad audience. We're actually getting our own studio and expanding, sort of filming it, not just podcast, but actually filming it. We're expanding the reach of our Red Door ministry, which is an abortion outreach ministry.
I wanted to talk to you about that because that's huge.
Oh, yeah.
That is just absolutely huge. So sky's the limit. You guys are just going to keep on trucking and serving Jesus, sharing the gospel.
Yeah.
Okay, get into this abortion ministry that you guys are in. Tell people about that.
Well, about 2 years ago, we started the Red Door ministry at Apologia Church, and it's a ministry to abortion, directly to abortion clinics. And so it's on the street, calling out to them with the gospel, offering help, trying to pour out as much love as possible, but also being very serious about what's happening there. And we've, at this point, we know of over 40 babies saved from death.
Awesome.
Just in Arizona from Apologia Church and people that are working with us. And so we want to expand that nationwide. As a result of Apologia Radio, doing this ministry and talking about it, we have maybe 20 that I know of, ministries that have started as a result of listening to us talk about it across the nation, hitting abortion clinics, saving babies, preaching the gospel. And so we want to expand that. We want to change the mind of the culture by telling the truth about abortion. So we're going to have video production stuff on how to do this, but also we're going to have actual video and film from the actual abortion clinics where we can actually show the culture. This is what people are saying there. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we were there a week and a half ago, and as we left, someone drove by and was shouting, "Kill those babies! Kill those babies!" We want people to see that. We want the world to see, because people in our culture are engaged by media.
So I was going to say, is it still just kind of a something that we push under the rug and just kind of act like it's not really there, and that's why more people aren't engaged with it? Is that one of the problems?
Well, I think that, I was talking to Cy about this at dinner last night. I think that honestly, and we wouldn't vocalize that, but as a Christian church, we don't see abortion as murder. Many times, as God would define it as murder. We don't really think about, we don't grapple with, because it's painful probably to think about the fact that over 3,000 babies a year are being, you know, dismembered and disemboweled and beheaded in a womb daily in our nation.
Wow.
We don't think about it, and so we don't engage it in that way. And because of that, we don't go to the abortion clinics. We don't preach the gospel. I think that as a result of us not believing ultimately that's really abortion, we're not in the fight in the way that we should be. And when we do get in the fight with the gospel, that's critical.
And that is critical.
With the gospel, not just going out there and protesting, saying we don't like this, and you know, 20 weeks is better than 18 sort of a thing. When we do approach it with the gospel, hearts are transformed. Babies are saved. We can do this. But what we want to do is we want to expose abortion for what it really is. So we want to basically get into the minds and get into the face of the culture with the real images of what abortion is. And I don't mean just the dismembered babies and things like that.
Right.
I mean, go to an abortion clinic and listen to a woman say, yeah, I've killed my baby and I'll do it again. Like, the world needs to hear that. That the heart at the abortion mill is not simply, I'm really struggling right now. I can't do this. It's, I have a right to kill my baby. I can do it if I want. God will forgive me. That sort of a thing. And so we want people to see that. The heart behind abortion is a dark, murderous heart. And we want people to know that there's forgiveness in Christ, first and foremost, but that God commands you not to murder. And it was Francis Schaeffer that said, over every abortion clinic in America should be a sign that says, by permission of the church.
Right. Wow.
And that's, you know, that might cut people when they might hear that and say, man, that's kind of hard. When I point that back to myself first and foremost, because we didn't start this till 2 years ago. So I have, you know, 34 years of my life not going to abortion clinics, and many years as a Christian not going to abortion clinics. And then I decided to go after hearing that a lot of Christians are doing it and preaching the gospel and having an impact.
What is the right way to go to an abortion clinic? What does it look like?
Under the authority of elders at your church, you should definitely.
This is a local church ministry. You're not rogue agents out there. Okay.
That's critical. This ministry needs to be held with accountability. It needs to be under the care of the local church. It needs to be with the support of the local church. If we're going to shut down this abortion industry, which is what it is. Ministry of murder an industry of murder. We're going to do it only as the church. It's not going to be solved simply politically. We're not going to solve it by just saying we just prefer traditional values. We have to bring the gospel into the context. So it has to be from the local church. It has to be with first and foremost telling the truth about it. What is it? What's happening there? It's murder. Mm-hmm. If we go with Precious Moments dolls and balloons, we're not telling the truth. We're not being honest that we're standing on at the precipice of Auschwitz. You know, we're not being honest about it. So we need to call it what it is. It's murder. And we also need to call to repentance and faith that Christ is the Messiah. He died for sinners. He rose from the dead. There's life and peace and forgiveness in him. And then we need to offer everything we possibly can to help these women. So that means we need to be available to say, we'll adopt your baby. We'll give you money, food, support, pregnancy care. Do you need doctors? Do you need hospital visits? What do you need? Do you need a place to stay? Can you not take care of your baby? That's okay. We'll help. Or we'll adopt your baby. People need to hear from us, this is murder. God commands you not to murder your child. There's forgiveness and peace in Christ, and we'll help you. Those three things we're cycling through all day that we're there. And some days you might have two women turn away that had an appointment that day to kill their baby. It's an amazing thing to hold these babies in your arms that have been saved from death.
Talk about this. This is not a physical battle.
No.
This is a spiritual battle.
Right.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
You wanna grab hold of that one?
Yeah. Well, I think Jeff was kind of hit on it earlier. It's with all the evidence we have, you know, with the internet and technology. Like, there's no doubt that these are babies.
Humans.
Like, humans. Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't deny it. And Jeff kind of hit at it. A lot of these women, they don't care that it's a human. Mm-hmm. They care about their comfort. Mm-hmm. And that's where it becomes a heart issue. Mm-hmm. You know, we're addressing the heart. We're addressing the sin with the gospel. And that's exactly what you're saying. That's why it's spiritual. It's not a physical thing.
Yeah.
And, it's not about the evidence anymore. It's about comfort. That's become the idol. The God is comfort.
Yeah. Wow. And in spiritual, but I mean, you don't, Eric, see the kind of darkness, generally speaking, in any kind of ministry, honestly, that you see outside of an abortion clinic.
That's true.
And I got to tell you, I've done ministry for a long time, a lot of different contexts on the street, at college campuses, at the Reason Rally, you know, that sort of a thing. And that's hardcore militant atheism. But when you go to an abortion clinic, it's darkness. I mean, it is vile. Wow. Violent darkness. People drive by us shouting joyfully about the murder of babies.
Wow.
People throw things at us. And we're there with love, with respect, with grace. We're offering help. We're saying, we'll adopt your baby. And it is violent. Not from us. Not from us to any degree. But it's violent from the opposition. And there's a celebration of death outside of abortion mills. And what we intend to do with the expansion of what we're doing in Apologia Radio is we intend to expose this darkness.
What's really going on?
We want to show people that what the left tends to do is treat it as a healthcare issue, as reproductive rights. I mean, you've already reproduced. You already have the right to reproduce.
Right.
You've already reproduced.
Right.
But they tend to, poor women will be robbed of their ability to care for their own bodies. And in reality, you go out there, and these people are shouting at us oftentimes that they can kill their baby if they want to.
This has nothing to do with the excuses that they give are not really what's going on.
No, and what we need to do as Christians is we've got to start telling the truth about this. And what I mean by that is you go out to the abortion clinics, and it's not supposed to just simply be, we love you, we love you, we love you. I mean, they are 25 seconds from a door where they're going to slaughter their own child. And we've got to take this seriously as a church. And if it's ever going to end, it's going to end because of us, because of what God does through us, because of his grace and empowering his church to actually affect this darkness with the light. Jesus says that we're to be salt and light. Salt's a preservative. So if we're going to preserve the world around us, we have to be what God calls us to be in this situation.
Absolutely.
With the gospel. We have to.
Wow. Well, I love that you guys are gospel-centered. That is the whole point.
Yeah.
And appreciate the work you do in helping the church understand and equipping the church, waking the church up. It's kind of a multifaceted job that you got to do to get the church to wake up and realize where we're at today.
Yeah.
Right.
Awesome. Well, thanks for hanging out down here, guys.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Oh, by the way, you can look them up at
ApologiaRadio.com.
Awesome. ApologiaRadio.com. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
Battleship Apologetics, this season on Creation Today, starting August 20th at creationtoday.org.